I managed to find a unique way to combine both bad luck and the heart to mark this year's back-to-back Friday the 13th and Valentine's Day. Thursday night, I had a mild heart attack. Friday, after everything was stable, they did an angiogram which indicated that I have a congenital enlarged artery. Apparently, a clot developed there and then got blocked from passing into a more normal artery. I've been on blood thinners since as soon as I was admitted, so am entirely out of danger. I didn't need a stent or any surgery at all. I'll be taking medications and using one of those days of the week medicine things now so can officially feel old and decrepit with a minimum of actual problems associated with it. This was pretty much a best case scenario for a heart attack. It was indeed scary, but after some follow-up appointments and 36 sessions of cardiac rehab, I'll be entirely in the clear. Usually, at this point in a radio program, I talk about whether or not birds have heart attacks and get into lots of cases. I'll just say, yes, they do, both from clots blocking arteries and from other causes. Males fighting sometimes have keeled over dead from their heightened blood pressure actually blowing out a hole in the heart or a coronary artery. But I'm going to break the pattern this time because I'm extremely lucky that I realized I was having a heart attack. Symptoms in women are way different from those we usually hear about. I did not feel any pain or tightness or heaviness in my chest when I decided I was probably having a heart attack. I just suddenly, after getting ready for bed about 10 p.m., had a fuzzy, weird feeling in my chest, a sensation that was running up my neck to my jaw. The sensation itself made me feel a little panicky, so when I climbed into bed, I kept sitting up and thinking I just felt wrong. The possibility of a heart attack was on my mental radar screen because in the past month or so I've had 4 or 5 dizzy spells that lasted only a few seconds, and for 2 or 3 days before the heart attack, my face looked paler in the mirror to me. My father died when he was only 50 from a massive heart attack, and my aunt, his sister, died this summer after waking up, getting out of bed, and simply dropping dead. In my last photos of both of them, their faces seemed unusually pale. I'm not particularly superstitious, but I did think, if this was an actual heart attack, there was a pretty good chance I'd climb out of bed on Friday the 13th and keel over dead. And that made me think of the puppy I'm getting in 5 weeks, how much I want to be healthy, to train and play with her, and how she deserves a healthy owner. I still thought if this was a heart attack, I should be experiencing some actual pain. So I opened my iPad and Googled heart attack symptoms. They all started with descriptions of massive chest pain radiating down the left arm, but then got into more vague symptoms and all specifically mentioned jaw pain, especially in women. I wasn't having pain, but my neck and jaw, as well as chest, had that fuzzy, weird sensation. So Russ and I headed to the hospital. The guy at the door admitting patients looked quite skeptical, but the moment he let me in the door, I was ushered away with a whole team wiring me to an EKG machine and taking blood tests. My EKG was slightly abnormal. The first blood test for a protein called troponin that is released into the bloodstream after a heart attack was negative, but they were concerned about the EKG, and the next time they did the blood test, an hour or so later, it was indeed positive. 6 hours later, the level had risen even more. So the event was an actual heart attack, and it turns out that I was very lucky I went in before it became a massive one. Those strange symptoms women tend to show, which often do not involve pain, are too often not taken seriously until it's too late. So there you have it. I've got several follow-up appointments now and have to go for 36 cardiac rehab sessions. But that's it. I guess I dodged a bullet. And really, if I had to have a heart attack, could the timing have been better than the weekend when Friday the 13th and Valentine's Day collide? I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.